So we're all reminded that the president campaigned in 2008 on restoring America's place in the world as a moral leader and champion of justice. Leadership that the president claimed was eroded by the war on terror, by reported abuses at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, and by the opaque and seemingly improvised use of military tribunals outside of the court system to try detainees. Well, to make good on these promises, 2 years ago today, on Inauguration Day for Barack Obama, Defense Secretary Robert Gates blocked new cases against Guantanamo detainees as a prelude to a promised closing of Gitmo altogether. But that order is now about to be lifted. Gitmo is alive and well, as we know, and military commissions are now an active tool of the Obama Justice Department and Pentagon for adjudicating detainees in the so-called War on Terror. To better understand this reversal, and it is quite a reversal, joining us is Karen Greenberg, Executive Director of the Center on Law and Security at New York University School of Law and author of The Least Worst Placed, Guantanamo's First 100 Days. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
How frustrating and unexpected is this reversal? Because on some level, it seems maybe to outsiders as though, you know, the president had one idea when he was campaigning, but when he saw the reality of what's going on, both at Gitmo and in terms of what's actually lined up against these detainees, he had to bend to reality and basically conform to a Bush administration policy he originally opposed. What's going on here?
In a way, it's not that surprising in the sense that, as with everything else in the Obama administration related to Guantanamo military commissions, federal trials, federal civilian trials, they're like incremental steps. So on January 22nd, when he first took office 2 years ago, he announced, you know, these plans to close Guantanamo, et cetera, et cetera. It's not just the reality. I mean, they have always, at least recently, said that they would be trying a number of people in military commissions at Guantanamo Bay, and they included the ones that that were named yesterday that would go forward with military commissions. So the only surprising part of it is that the president and the administration look boxed in by the ban, the congressional ban on bringing detainees to the United States. And so it begs the question, in addition to these people that we thought he wanted to try in military commissions anyway, what about the rest? Does this mean that this is the only option that's available now other than indefinite detention?
Well, describe the first cases that are going to go forward and how emblematic are they of the difficulties in court of possibly, illuminating the charges against some of these individuals and bringing them to justice?
Well, two of them are Saudis, al-Nashiri, who's accused of the USS Cole bombing, al-Darbi, who is accused of planning another bombing in the Straits of Hormuz, and another one who's an Afghan, Obaidullah. But it's the first two that I think people are focused on. It's not surprising that al-Nashiri would be in a military commission. I mean, if you really wanted to think about a reason to hold a trial in that venue, you might say a military target, which the USS Cole was, would be a sort of a legitimate case to try there. The issues that are raised, however, by these particular detainees are the issues of abuse and torture. Al-Nashiri was one of the three who the CIA has said were waterboarded. The others are, said to have suffered abuse and enhanced interrogation techniques, but not to our knowledge, have been waterboarded. So I think it's going to raise that issue of how torture is dealt with in a military commission as opposed to in a federal civilian court. The case of Ahmed Ghailani, which went through the Southern District of New York this past fall,
right,
dealt with the torture issue. And so this would be seeing how it played out in a different venue. And there are other issues in terms of evidentiary standards. Many of Ghailani's statements were not allowed into the courtroom here, and hearsay was not allowed in, as it isn't. But there seems to be some understanding, although we'll see when it plays out, that a much wider swath of evidence would be allowed into proceedings,
right,
at Guantanamo.
Is there any evidence that the Obama administration plans to continue what seemed to be a Bush inclination to ignore even the Supreme Court's unanimous decisions on requiring that habeas corpus be considered for some of the people at Gitmo, if not all of the people at Gitmo, and would just sort of pursue a parallel track here, as the Bush administration did.
Right. I think that's what's going to happen. You don't know in terms of, you know, we may go through the same cycle again with the Supreme Court, et cetera. But I think there's an understanding now. And as I said, the Obama administration has been laying the grounds for this, not since, you know, 2 years ago, but since May of 2009, where they laid out several options for what could happen with the detainees. But to your essential point, which is what's the difference between the Bush administration and the Obama administration?
Right.
It looks so similar when you start focusing on military commissions and at the same time that you're excluding the civilian trials.
Well, then finally, Karen Greenberg, Executive Director of the Center on Law and Security at NYU, what's the precedent here? Is it more for detainees of the future that can be expected to be treated this way? Or have we opened a whole new separation of powers doctrine that's going to define the way the U.S. deals with the Supreme Court or the White House deals with the Supreme Court in the 21st century?
I wouldn't want to go that far, I think anything is possible. The one caveat is that the Obama administration, though they've never said it directly, has indicated that whatever happens, it's for the detainees that were picked up during the Bush administration and not for anybody new who we might get in our custody. And that is the brightest light, if you wanted to shine one on this issue.
So the takeaway, so you see the Obama administration trying to narrow whatever sort of precedent legacy comes from however this plays out in that statement you just made there. Karen Greenberg, that's very interesting. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Karen Greenberg is Executive Director of the Center on Law and Security at New York University School of Law. She's the author of The Least Worst Place, Guantanamo's First 100 Days. There's going to be more than 100 days of Gitmo.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.